This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You got to check out that new KISW face mask design at KISW.com. It's the new camo one we have. Yep. Also have the skull one, too, so you can go either way, man. But you know what? You need this on your face. You know how it goes. The governor's going to come on. He's going to tell you that, hey, we reunite. Does phase one, phase two, whatever. But here's the phase you're in. Put the mask on your face phase, and we've got two good ones for you to do it. Just go to KISW.com to make that purchase.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Pump it up for Monday! Pump it up!
BJ, sound like you need to get a little pumped up there, buddy.
Yeah, man. I had a very late Saturday night, and I didn't do anything.
Nice.
I didn't do much of yesterday, but still, I think I need more time.
Oh, were you partying hard?
Yeah, stayed up a little later than I expected.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I told you to stop taking meth on Sundays.
I know. I got to stop it, man. You're right.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Give me that invisible prize.
There we go.
Woo!
In what decade did Toys for Tots start to bring toys to children in need?
40s, 50s, 60s.
40s, yes. Yoga is said to have originated in which country?
England, Japan.
No.
China.
No. In what year of the mid-90s did Derek Jeter win Rookie of the Year?
94, 95.
No.
96.
Yes. There, what species of whale is known for singing long, complex songs?
The blue whale.
No.
Gray whale.
No.
Sperm whale.
No. In what year did the Las Vegas Golden Knights begin play in the NHL?
Oh, 80s.
No.
What was the question?
In what year did the Las Vegas Golden Knights begin play in the NHL?
I don't know. Let's go 99.
No.
98.
No. Roger Clemens was drafted by which MLB team in 1983?
Roger who?
Roger Clemens.
Clippers.
No. Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. Well, Jeff, you dropped a deuce.
Jeff, have
Roger
you...
Roger Clemens in what? NBA?
Jeff, he said MLB.
Oh, geez. Come on. All right. That was me. That was all me.
Yeah.
My bad.
All right, then.
It's Monday for everyone.
Yeah. Because I was going to ask
everyone
him,
has a case of the Mondays.
Roger Clemens is infamous for Seattle Mariners fans.
Yeah.
Team he's on.
Okay.
Man.
I was like, I thought that was kind of a staple guy. Yeah. Like, I know him.
Well, for Mariners fans. I mean, normally I'd give you a hard time for that question, but he is pretty infamous if you're a Mariners fan.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know why? You don't even know why, do you?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you why. I mean, so you accidentally asked, I think, a relative question.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And I mean, you know, for the average rock fan, because he is infamous.
Apparently, I'm on the ball here as no one else is on this Monday.
Well, nice. you're on the ball, but you don't get credit for it because you didn't know you were
on
the ball.
Come on. Give me a little bit of credit there.
Well, I'm going to be working at a slight disadvantage, boys.
Why?
Dealing with the Charlie horse and the nether regions.
No! Is that why your face is so red right now?
Oh, so horrible.
It's the worst.
This is the Monday for everyone.
Typically, it happens at night when I'm at home and I can lay in bed or...
Can you lay down or something?
I don't even want to try that. No,
okay.
Standing up is a way better way to go.
All right, man.
Oh, boy. You know, sometimes players got to play injured.
Yes.
I need a cortisone shot.
Remember Kurt Schilling and the bloody sock?
Well, let's not go down that road.
Yeah. Well, hopefully nothing's bleeding for you there,
buddy. We don't need the bloody shorts.
Oh.
Let's just say...
Deep breath?
That's all right.
Oh, dude, I'm with you. They're tough, dude.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
If anyone's had a Charlie horse in that region, you know exactly how we feel.
Steve?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I mean, come on, am I?
I know, are you?
Ah, yes!
I could turn this into a diamond. That's hard, I'm squeezing.
Wow!
Let's go. Whoa.
In what decade did Toys for Tots start bringing toys to children in need?
40s.
Yes!
Whoa.
Yoga is said to have originated in which country?
Ooh, I'm gonna go Japan.
No.
India.
Yes.
Nice job.
In what year of the mid-90s did Derek Jeter win Rookie of the Year?
1996.
Yes.
Nice.
What species of whale is known for singing long, complex songs?
Sperm whale.
No. Oh.
Whale. A orca?
No.
Blue?
No. In what year did the Las Vegas Golden Knights begin play in the NHL?
Oh, 2017.
Yes. Uh-oh, big one.
Yep.
Roger Clemens was drafted by which MLB team in 1983?
The Boston Red Sox.
Yes. Nice. William Schraft invented what popular Easter candy back in the 1800s?
Cadbury eggs.
No.
The Peeps.
No.
Easter bunnies.
No.
Chocolate ones.
No. Which European country is called the Land of Fire and Ice?
Antarctica.
No.
Greece.
No.
France.
No. What color are holly berries?
They are green.
No. One, two, three, four, five. You win 5-2, which is oddly appropriate right now.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Jeff.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
You'll try again. You'll try again, buddy.
Yeah.
Ooh, someone says I should drink some pickle juice and it'll go away.
Oh.
The Charlie horse, that is.
Oh. Really?
I don't know. Do we have any pickle juice? I'll chug a whole thing of it.
Right? If anything is going to give you a little bit of relief, man. I can you're just rocking back and forth.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel for you, man.
It's like waves of pain.
Oh.
Like, at one moment, you're like, oh, I'm good. I've hit the...
Yeah.
Sometimes they go on for an hour.
Oh, wow.
The worst is when it happened while driving. I had to pull off to the side of the road. I was like, I'm just going to stand here for a while. I look like a weirdo, but I was like, I'm not driving in this condition.
No.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. Oh,
it's
man.
Like the ultimate in distracted driving.
Right?
Yeah. Jeez.
You really can't prove it to the police officer. They pull you like, well, sir, why were you speeding? I'm like, got a Charlie horse in the old recty.
Yeah.
And the old
sir,
recty,
I don't
officer.
Believe you. Please right. prove yeah. it.
Look at my face.
Gosh, I'm having sympathy pains, man.
Are you starting to feel them?
Dude, it's just, it's the worst.
As a person who has bathroom issues, and it's not, you're not having a bathroom issue, but it's that same sort of like feeling on that, I understand completely. But you powered through.
We're booty brothers.
Oh, right. Can you just not say that?
Yeah,
sorry. I was going to use a different word.
But. I can tell. The species of whale that's known for singing those long, complex songs.
It's the humpback.
Yes. The integral part of Star Trek.
Four.
Yes, four.
Spock saves him, right?
Yeah, the Voyage Home is the name of it.
But
or
yes,
Spock. And Spock doesn't really save him in that way.
Doesn't he, like, mind meld with the whale?
I guess, you know, now that I think about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so I mean he was the
I don't know if that really saves him, but he helps.
That's what I feel.
Yeah.
The Easter candy that William Schraft invented in the 1800s. Jelly beans.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a staple.
I guess that is an Easter candy. How about that? I forgot that that's really about Easter.
I feel like that's just all, every season you could have a jelly bean.
But it started in Easter, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like Christmas jelly beans. No, Easter jelly beans. I like those.
They're
best.
Colorful. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. It does make sense.
The European country that's known as the Land of Fire and Ice.
Oh, is it Russia?
No.
Oh.
Russia's not in Europe.
I didn't think it was.
Nope.
That's why I took a chance, because it's snowy.
Iceland.
I keep forgetting Iceland is in Europe.
Yeah.
I really do.
I mean, yeah, it's just kind of off in a little bit.
I feel like it should be its own place.
Well,
like, why,
I mean,
you know what I mean? Why would they? It's not connected, right?
No, it's not. It's an island. So
yeah, so they should be like,
they deserve
like
friends too.
I mean, Australia is its own place. Why isn't Iceland its own place?
Well, Australia is huge. Iceland is.
Oh, is that you think? Oh, so you have to be a little bigger to be your own. All right.
I think so yeah, I think a little bit on that.
All right, fine.
And then the holly berries. The leaves are green,
Steve,
but the berries
deck
are
the halls with
red.
Yes. Yeah, those little red ones. Yeah, that you would see.
Well, I mean, you say like it's a Christmas thing, so I should just assume it's red.
Either red or green.
Yeah.
Didn't I say green?
Yeah, you said green.
Yes. Yeah, so
then you ran out of time.
Don't knock the hustle, man. My butt hurts.
All right, fair enough.
Touche, Steve. Congratulations on winning,
bud. I can, man.
Yeah, you're doing all right. Seriously, you are. All right.
Oh, lots of people are chiming in. You need more potassium and hydration, Steve. That's from Scotty and Kent. I just chugged the water and ate bananas this morning, man. This is bull crap.
Yeah.
Someone says a lot of athletes use pickle juice. Football players use it. Mustard also works, according to some texters. So
how
a tablespoon
quick does
of mustard.
Yeah, but see, how long does it take? I mean, by the time you've swallowed that stuff down, would it have gone away anyway?
Yeah, is it too late now?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing.
And am I supposed to eat the potassium, the banana, or am I supposed to put it somewhere?
Oh, well, I know.
This is the question I need
to know. You know,
maybe
they
I've been doing it wrong all this time.
Well, they have suppositories, right? Because they want you to get in the system quicker.
Yep, bananas are nature's suppository.
So bananas, I mean, are designed to be able to, you know, go where they need to go.
We broke Danny.
Did we break Danny? Danny, what if it's true? What if, in fact, in that case,
the banana
is supposed to be applied to that?
You do you, BJ.
Just saying. Listen, sometimes you got to put things.
Eating them.
Yeah, I would too.
No, I'm going to go right to the source.
All right, you do
wow.
it.
I mean, I'm going to go right to the source.
So when we take it to the emergency room, we'll have this as the explanation why?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I fell on it. Oh, just say I fell on it, because that's what everybody says when there's anything up there. It's like, oh, yeah, I tripped and fell on it.
And you slipped on a banana peel and landed on a banana.
That makes sense.
Yep.
See, that would be the one, oh, I fell on this very phallic-shaped object. Yeah, right. And they'll go, well, it was a banana peel.
You were in a banana section of a store.
By the way, for Rev, because he asked the Roger Clemens question, and normally you'd be like, why does anybody care about Roger Clemens?
But yeah.
I said he was infamous to Seattle Mariner fans because Roger Clemens became the first pitcher in baseball history to strike out 20 guys. And, of course, those 20 guys were indeed your Seattle Mariners.
Ooh. Yeah. He was such a dominant force.
Yeah, it was back in 1986. And, you know, the Mariners weren't good, obviously, because they struck out 20 friggin' times. It was a beating.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. A self-proclaimed mommy blogger. That's all you got to do, Steve. If you want to be a mommy blogger, just say everybody.
I've been a mommy blogger for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't have any followers, though.
All right. Well, you should be like Driss. She's been doing her finance job from home since mid-March due to the coronavirus outbreak, while homeschooling and caring for her two children, ages 1 and 4. And Driss said she tried to keep her kids occupied during conference calls and meetings with clients, but sometimes they could be heard talking or crying in the background. She claimed her boss repeatedly harassed and reprimanded her multiple times, demanding absolute silence. Finally, in late May, she raised her concerns with the company's human resources department, and their representative said that there are two sides to every story, and then abruptly ended the call and fired her.
Yeah, she got fired a week after that call.
Wow.
Awkward.
See, what do you do at that point? You go to human resources, and then you get fired. I feel like human resources is not on your side, which is they're supposed to be.
Yeah. I'm looking online on our Instagram page. Yeah. This woman is awesome.
Yeah.
She's got a picture of her with her kids, and her kids holding up like a little chalkboard that says, my mommy got fired because her boss didn't want to hear me in the background.
Oh, that's fantastic.
A little sad face. Oh,
play the little kid card. There you go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, play that little kid card.
Well, I mean, couldn't she just mute her call? Unless, like, she had to talk a lot and the kids are just nonstop.
Yeah, but then what are you supposed to do? I mean, people, you know, unless she's living in a mansion or something, it's really hard to get away from kids, as we've seen with Jimmy Fallon. And I mean, you can't get away from them.
She's got one's 4 years old and one's 1 year old. So I imagine the 1 year old probably is also very difficult.
Oh, 1 year old. Yeah, especially if there's, are they teething or anything at that point? I don't know. Is it earlier than that? But they're not happy.
Growing 7 months, she's starting to pop some little teeth out. So
yeah.
So it's getting close to that.
Yeah, her employer, of course, refused to comment on the allegations that she was fired because her kids were too loud. So, good old mommy blogger Driss. She's at least going on the internet trying to make things look the way they look. And we'll see if the company does anything about it. But that's tough, man. That's a, to me, that's a really dumb reason to fire somebody
during these times.
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me?
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
I wish we knew what company it was. It really is dumb. I mean, she's a working mother. She has to stay home during COVID. She's trying to do her job as well as manage her children like a lot of people are doing right now. And you fire her because her kids are too loud as she's trying to do both. Okay. I don't know how this company doesn't look like a bunch of a-holes.
She's got 62,000 followers on her little modern Cali mom Instagram page.
Good for her. I have to say I like her.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's she's a good mom.
She's a great mother. Yeah,
she's the best. I could tell by her picture. She's obviously a very good mother.
She's a great mom. She's a mom I'd like to hire for a job that she would like.
A MILF?
Yeah, she's a MILF. Yeah, so a mom got fired because her kids were making noise during conference calls. That is dumb. So we're wondering, how about you? When were you fired for a ridiculous reason? Let's go to Jason in Puyallup. Jason, you are on the Rock.
How's it going, guys?
Not too bad, Jason. How about you, buddy?
Well, I'm a heavy equipment operator. A week after all this COVID stuff started happening, my boss came up to me and said, "It's your last day. You scratched the counterweight of your excavator."
I don't even know what. So is that something that shouldn't be done? I mean, I would think that
if you look at every excavator out there, the back part of the counterweight's the heavy part that makes it so it doesn't tip over, gets scratched. And every one of them out there scratched.
What happens if they're scratched? Will it affect its performance?
No, not at all.
Those machines are designed to look like they've been working. So
exactly.
He wanted it to be sparkling with no scratches, really?
I guess.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Their job is to basically do stuff that would scratch them.
It's to move dirt. How can you not scratch it?
Yeah, there's rocks and dirt. There's all sorts of stuff. Really? Okay.
Really? That's what they let me go for.
You know, Jason, I'm going to tell you this. And Steve, I have seen this a lot. People are using COVID as a reason to finally get rid of the people they want to get rid of.
Well, how do we know that happened during COVID?
Oh, that's a good point. I just made that assumption.
I mean, somebody said, like, we got one text that says I got fired from coming into work with silver nail polish back in 96. I don't think COVID had anything to do with that.
But COVID was just starting in 96. It was
COVID 1.
Yeah, it was COVID 1.
Yeah.
Jeez. Baby COVID. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teeny tiny COVID. I think they called it COVID Uno.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Isaac and DuPont. Isaac, you are on the Rock.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing? Well, lady and gentlemen, how y'all doing?
Thank you. Come See, on. Danny, it's nice you get addressed.
Ha.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, Danny. You're more of a woman than Vicky is.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And Isaac, how about you, man? What were you fired for?
Well, when I was 18, I was working a temp job, and I was working at a factory. I was still in high school, so I was finishing up high school in the morning, and then, like, from noon to midnight, I was working at a factory job. And, like, so there was this new gal there, and she was working for, like, a week, and for some reason we started kind of, you know, talking stuff to each other in a friendly way, you know, like people do at work.
Talking a little ass.
Yeah. And so she came in one day, and she said something like, "Hey, what's happening, string bean?" Because I was really skinny, you know, my metabolism was great back then, not so much these days. But, so I was like, "Hey, what's shaking, bacon?" And I didn't think she was fat. Apparently, she thought she was fat. And so, a little later on, she kind of, like, left her station, and she was gone for a while. And I was like, I thought she had just, like, gone to the bathroom. And another coworker came up to me. He's like, "Hey, you know, such and such is in the break room, and she's crying." And I was like, "Really? What happened?" She's like, "Well," they were like, "Well, you know, apparently you said something crazy to her." And so I was like, "Well, that's not true." And so I walked up to her in the break room, and I said, "Hey, what's going on?" She was bawling her eyes out, and she's like, "Well, look, I know I'm fat, and you don't have to tell me I'm fat." And I was like, whoa, I don't think you're fat. Hold the phone, you know?
And does bacon make you, I mean, I know, like, a pig, sometimes people would
say that's the problem, I think, is it's
but bacon's delicious. If anything, I'd be like, "Thanks."
It just goes to show you how people are. It's
thin and delicious.
Yeah.
To me, it was like a common greeting.
It's a rhyme.
You know what's so bizarre, Isaac? I thought you were, it was a, to me, I took it as a sexual comment. Isn't that funny how we all have different thinking of what that might have meant?
What's so sexual about bacon?
I don't know, shaking bacon. Yeah.
Bacon,
I don't know.
Is sexy, bro.
Yeah,
well,
shake that bacon. Yeah. I mean, I love bacon.
Yeah,
and,
shake it. Do that bacon dance.
Yeah, I know. I'm weird, but I didn't think of fat at all, and she did.
Yeah, I just thought you were, it's a word that rhymes with shaking.
And that's sizzle, another thing, too. Yeah.
Sizzle.
So so later on, the manager comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man, I need you to get your stuff and come to my office. And so I was like,
oh, no, man. Oh, no.
Yeah. So he's like, look, I got to let you go for harassment. I was like, harassment? It, like, to me, it was a common greeting. I've heard what shake and bacon, you know, I mean, honestly, I haven't heard it a lot in my life, but I've heard it before, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it was like a common
it
thing.
It rhymes, and it's sexy.
Yeah.
I hope as you were leaving, did you see her and say, see you later, alligator, and see if that pissed her off, too?
You know, I kind of wish I thought of that at the time.
Go back into the break room and cry.
Isaac, right? I appreciate the call, man.
People are weird.
Dude, you know, and again, it's just like, she's the one that thinks she's fat, so really, she's the one that caused herself her own misery. That's just behavior. That's psychology 101, and he had to pay the price for that.
But I'm confused why then, though, the people at the company were like, yeah, that's totally a harassing thing for him to say that.
What if you had an eating disorder and someone said, what's up, string bean? And it was like, well, I'm so skinny because of the fact that I purge all the time. I mean, you could easily see it on the other side.
It's much of a stretch.
Yeah, it's as much of a stretch. It's so ridiculous that he got fired for that.
Sounds like the company just did not want to deal with any of it.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, harassment. Sorry, we're just going to let you go.
Not worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a beating.
Yeah, it sucks.
Let's go to Kent in Austin. Or actually, Austin's in Kent. Somebody's in somebody. I'm not sure who it is. Austin, you are on the Rock.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Not too bad, Austin. So what dumb reason were you fired for?
So, all right. First off, I got to premise it with it was a good story at first, and then it turned in really bad.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I worked in a warehouse job for a flooring company. And I thought I wanted to go up to sales, so I got promoted up to sales.
Nice.
Right? So that's the good part, right? And then, so my warehouse manager wanted to leave early on Halloween night so he could take his kid trick-or-treating, right?
All right.
That's a great idea. And so he said, hey, man, can you lock up? And I was like, yep, not a problem. I'm the last guy here. I'll lock up for you. It's not a big deal. Well, come to find out that I forgot to get the work truck in the warehouse, and it got vandalized and siphoned tank and everything. It was bad. And so the next day the boss comes in and was like, hey man, I'm gonna have to let you go because you didn't lock up the warehouse well enough. And I was like, it's not even like my job. I was trying to help a buddy out. And he was like, it doesn't matter, you're the last one.
See, I'm with you, man, Austin. You know, it's like, look, the guy asked me to do him a solid, but it was his responsibility. Why doesn't it fall on him? He put you in charge of it, so the guy that put you in charge should be in trouble because you were not obviously aware of how to do it right. Guy, I'm telling you right now, the people that run these companies, it just must be, you know, well, you're the new guy. I like him. I'm not going to get rid of him.
Yeah.
It must be something like that because it's not fair.
You're idiots.
Yeah, you know what? You and I agree on that.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.